Thank you.
Good evening, listeners. My name is Lawrence Reyes. This is the Personnel Committee meeting. I'm the chair. This is the Personnel Committee meeting for August 17th, 2020. And I'm going to add someone to take the role. Is anybody available to do that? I'm in my car.
I can take the role, Lawrence. This is Sandra.
Sandra. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, Grace Aaron, here. Robin Collier,
here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Sabrina Jacobs, here. Dwayne Lark, Ralph Pointer,
here.
Lawrence Reyes,
present.
Sandra Robin is here. Alex Steinberg.
Is he following his son to Seattle? I'm just joking. Okay.
We have seven members on the call here. We have quorum.
We have quorum. Thank you so much. So I send an email requesting a brief meeting. And one of the reasons, there's a couple of reasons I said that, because we have still to resolve the issue of paying the invoice. And since we haven't paid the invoice, we have not been able to get any information to begin our search. I believe that's going to be resolved very soon. I didn't get any agenda items, but if you want to build an agenda tonight, we can do that, or you can send agenda items for the next meeting, which is on the 24th. And so I'd like to ask Grace, do we need to go into executive session to discuss the matter that you want to report on?
No.
No?
No. No.
Okay, you want to give us an intro of what the matter is and have the members decide if that needs to go to executive session or not?
Yeah, I mean, we discussed it in the last meeting. I don't think that... Anyway...
No, but it was in executive session at last meeting, Grace.
Yeah.
When we discussed it.
Lydia called me today about something else, so I asked her about paying Tom Livingston what we owe him. From his service as an interim executive director, and she said that would be fine, that it would probably be paid on Wednesday. And I told her that I sent the invoice to Tamara. She said to contact Tamara Swiderski. And I copied Lawrence on that email. The receipts are, in the bill. You just scroll down after the bill or all the receipts. That shouldn't be.
Hold on one second, Grace. Hold on, please. Hold on. Please put yourself on mute if you don't have the floor. Go ahead, Grace.
That's all I have to say. So.
Okay.
It'll most likely be paid on Wednesday.
I think
it would be a good idea to have this committee vote to pay that bill so that we can move on with the ED search.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
No, I'm
sorry.
If there's any... who's that? Is that you, Robin?
Robin, I'll move.
Go ahead, Robin.
I move to... pay the outstanding bill to Tom Livingston.
Okay, can you, just to keep it formal, can you email me that motion or email it to the committee? You could just reply all to the email that I sent earlier.
Sure.
That's okay with you, Robin? Thank you. Is there no need for a second because we're in committee. Is there any discussion?
I have a request for information.
Is that Dwayne Lott?
Yes, it is.
You have the floor, sir.
I believe this item was discussed at the PMB, correct me if I'm wrong. And what was the disposition of the discussion?
Okay. So I believe the disposition of the discussion was that there was no disposition made. We did not arrive at the decision, but ever since that meeting, there's been a lot of information that has been provided that this item and this invoice was supposed to be paid by previous ED, which is part of the string of emails that was sent out to the committee.
I understand that, Mr. Chair. If you really want to be accurate about it, maybe it should have been paid by two IEDs and one ED, which was pretty much, we've had two or three IEDs in between the ED. So it's been four people in position that the invoice wasn't paid. But my larger point would be, I've heard Grace and others in the last several months indicate that anything over $5,000 is supposed to be approved by the national board. So I always have a problem when you choose to do one thing with one thing and not be consistent about doing it with all. And so if a committee, which I just repeat, I've been involved in a lot of national entities, and I've never known a committee to be able to authorize anything, especially something I already stated, that anything over $5,000 is supposed to be authorized by the board. So for that reason, these are the points I wanted to make, and I thank you for your indulgence.
Thank you, Dwayne, for your indulgence and for your concern. Anyone else want to chime in on
Rob,
this?
Robin, for the stack.
Go ahead, Robin. You have the floor.
Well, the PNB approved the contract with Tom Livingston. So, you know, unless they brought up at the time, almost 2 years ago, that he was doing something that he shouldn't have been done, it's already been approved by the PNB. Why it fell through the cracks is an embarrassment, but other than that, it should be paid.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Chair, I'd like to come back.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if there's anyone else that wants to chime in on this, Wayne, then I'll go to you.
Understood.
Okay,
This is Alex.
Who's that?
Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah,
the
Yeah, I completely agree with what Robin just said. Just want to make that point. This has already been approved. I don't understand why it's even being discussed.
Okay. That's a point well taken. Anyone else? Okay. Dwayne, you have the floor.
Well, excuse me, but maybe I think on different sides of my mind than most of you. But as I stated, if it's been restated and overstated that anything over $5,000 is supposed to be authorized by a national board, it doesn't escape me. And the fact that we have a contract that stipulates certain things, which was paid, and did not stipulate ancillary costs, which is just the answer. So to just throw out that we had in a contract that was approved, this item was not approved. What was approved in that contract was a salary, period. So you can say it, but it don't make it true. And for that reason, I wanted in the record that Dwayne Lark, this board member, is pointing out to these members that this item is out of order, based on what I've heard some members on this committee say in open session and closed session at the national board, that anything over $5,000, notwithstanding the fact that most reasonable people would not consider a contract open-ended for individuals to just submit a payment. And notwithstanding the time and notwithstanding the fact that there were three IEDs and one ED that didn't pay it, I don't see a problem going to the national board if you want to be consistent. But I declare this as out of order for this committee. It should be taken up and voted appropriately and approved appropriately at the national board. I want that on the minute.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, I got you, Grace. Let Dwayne finish.
To get it on the minute. because I know it'll be voted down, but I move that this item, this request for payment, be sent to the National Board. And it doesn't need a second.
Okay. So this is, hold on, Grace, then I'll go to you. So this is what I'm going to rule. And I'm going to rule impartially here to address the members' concern. I believe the motion that was made by Robin is to get the consent of the board at the next meeting that we pay this bill, that we pay this invoice. And
no.
So, hold on. Let me.
That is not what was reported by the member that stated in the beginning when you deferred to her that it's an intent for the IED to pay this item on Wednesday. Now, which one is it?
Right. So, what I understand, the member from the affiliates of Robin Collier made a motion that we take it to the board and certify the payment by the board at our next meeting. Am I mistaken, Mr. Collier?
I sent you the motion. It says, I move that Pacifica pay the outstanding invoice to Tom Livingston. That's all it says.
Okay. And in that respect, Pacifica is a national board, part of Pacifica. So I think what that speaks to is, and I'm looking at the motion right now, thank you for sending it. I move that Pacifica pay the outstanding invoice to Tom Livingston. So that I believe will require a vote at the PNB because we're part of Pacifica and we are to certify payments over $5,000.
Based on your ruling, I withdraw my motion because
okay.
Your ruling on that is covers my issue.
Okay. Thank you. Is that agreeable to everyone? I know, Grace, you want the floor, right? You still do? Oh, is that agreeable to everyone? Vanessa, hi Vanessa, welcome.
Hey there. I'm sorry, I keep getting cut off for some reason. I don't know.
Hold on, Vanessa, I had Grace on the stack.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. If there's no objection to this, I say let's move on then.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Vanessa, you have the floor.
I was about to object, but based on Grace's reasonable idea, I won't object.
Hold on, Alex. Let me just ask the member a question. Would you withdraw your objection, Vanessa, seeing that we're sort of meeting in the middle of the road here and maybe this is something we call live with?
Yeah, that was the purpose to say I was about to object, but I am withdrawing it based on Grace's statement.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. Alex Steinberg, you have the floor, sir.
I think the issue is actually moot at this point since the bill will be paid whether or not you bring a motion or not. But I want to reiterate that the National Board already approved this. So I believe the member who said the National Board didn't approve it, only approved some set fee and not ancillary fees, that's completely wrong. The contract specifies that the expenses would be paid. So I actually don't think this requires another motion to the National Board. I'm not going to object to it because I think the whole issue is moot anyway. And it seems to me we're just sort of wasting time debating this.
Actually,
okay.
Lawrence,
thank you, Alex.
I have the floor for a moment.
Yeah, let me just respond real quick. I'm just looking to codify the concept of making a payment, and I think it meets everybody terms, and you know, and we could move on to the next thing. Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify something, and that's that this is not a bill for the EG search or the EG search that was done by Livingston and Associates. These were travel expenses incurred by Tom Livingston when he was the IED. And in his contract as IED, reimbursement for any travel and other expenses was in his contract, his higher contract as interim executive director. So implicitly, and also this is approved, and the board urged him to travel to the stations, to the different stations, and he had to travel to some extent. It's not a huge amount of money, and it wasn't excessive for his tenure as the interim executive director, but I do know that the board urged him to visit the stations. So this is not, this doesn't have to do with the ED search, as far as I can tell, from the invoices. It has nothing to do with the ED search. It has to do with travel that he did as the interim executive director that was explicitly indicated would be reimbursed to him in his higher contract as the interim executive director. And you can see that pretty plainly in the emails I sent. If you'd like me to send you that that chain of emails again, I will do so.
No, that's fine.
Hold on, Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. Can I be on the staff?
I'm going to go to Sandra since she hasn't spoken. But Sandra, just let me say this. What happened is that there's no dispute in regards to the travel expenses and all of that stuff. What happened was that this guy intermingled with the ability to get the resumes and conduct and begin the search. There was an impasse that said, you know what, if you don't give me this, I won't give you that. So that is the reason why I think there's some strong objections, and I'm trying to, you know, get it so we could codify this and everybody could move on. Sandra Rollins, you have the floor from KPSC.
Thank you. You pretty much said what I was going to bring up, that it does have an impact on the executive director search at this point in time, because without that invoice being paid, we do not have access to those resumes. So I understand that it was for his travel expenses while he was interim executive director, that it's slightly over the $5,000 mark, but that it has been approved, and I think there is no need to spend any more time on this topic, and I would recommend that we proceed on with formulating an agenda for next week. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chair,
thank you, Sandra. You requested information.
I'd like to put more information out into public domain on this matter. As the member points out, Gray Aaron, I think everybody should have known, certainly those of us who are on the board, that this had nothing to do with an ED search, which he's pointed out two or three times in the last two or three meetings. So that's the purpose, as far as I'm concerned, in this argument. But what I think is germane in this argument is this is related to, and it shouldn't be related to, they're two separate contracts. There was a contract for an ED search, and under that contract, had nothing to do with travel, as she's already pointed out as well. So then I was accused of all kinds of things by a couple of members at the last meeting with respect to my concerns. And those concerns haven't gone away, and they're not going to go away. But for an individual to hold hostage information that is under a whole different contract. Well, those who wasn't on the board, I can understand why you probably would take and support certain positions and misconstrue mine. But if there's two different contracts, one for an ED and one for a search, and this individual company is holding up information that has already been agreed to, that we're doing the subsequent can travel. So if anybody want to talk about inferences, if anybody want to talk about inconsistency, holding this information hostage, and it's not a nominal amount over $5,000, by the way. That's so the public to understand, even if the members do and don't care, of the board, that these are two sides of the contract. And the contract that is related to the issue of the information we're trying to get, as some like to point out, that was already signed. That's already agreed. So then why should this company withhold information that's under separate contract for receiving compensation for something that was done on a different contract? It just doesn't comport with me.
Vanessa to the stack.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. Ms. Dibson-Drake from WPAW.
Sure. Not to belabor the point. I mean, it sounds like we've come to a resolution, but just as a general principle, it seems the issue is about money vote, no matter what contract it was under, that it's money vote to a particular company after a two-year period. They unfortunately did not receive that money after repeated inquiries, it appears. And so, unfortunately, they feel that the way to get the money that's now 2 years overdue is to withhold some information that we now need for a current contract. So I think it's all unfortunate. But it's, to me, it's not about two different contracts. It's about monies owed to a company and what they, the lengths they feel that they need to go to in order to get their payment.
Well, the other companies that we deal with don't operate that way.
When we call the question, I have to do a station ID for the Pacifica National Broadcast.
Okay. It's been a call for the question. I think, well, I'll speak to after the vote. Sandra, would you mind taking the role for the vote?
Sure. Grace Aaron? Yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark?
No.
Ralph Pointer? I can't hear you, Ralph. Are you muted? Okay, I'll come back to Ralph. Sandra Rollin votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointers?
Here.
How do you vote?
Lauren.
I'm sorry, Ralph.
How do you vote, Ralph?
I lost contact.
Ralph. All right, so let me tell you what we're voting on. We're voting on codifying the invoice by the Pacifica National Board at our next meeting. For Livingston & Associates. Did you hear that, Ralph? Okay, maybe we lost him again. Sandy,
you gonna... We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I wish to abstain. Thank you.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes, 1 abstention, 1 no, and 1 person not voting.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra, for doing that. I really appreciate it. All right, so moving forward, once that invoice is codified and paid, I'm gonna reach out to Ms. Livingston, and I would encourage two other people to be on the call with me. I would like to ask Dwayne, would you like to be on that call with me with Livingston and Associates? Dwayne? Who else would like to be on that call?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd like to be on that call. Thank you. How about who else would like to be on that call? I could pick somebody, but then I would.
I'd like to be on the call.
Thinking,
Mr. Chair, I'd like to be on the call. Sabrina Jacobs.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs. Okay. So those are the two people that I'm going to bring on the call. This way it doesn't get too messy with too much people. Is that agreeable to everyone? Okay, good. So I guess I'll communicate with Tamara and with Anita Sims, and I'll copy Grace, and she initiated this the string. I'll communicate with Alex Steinberg. He's the chair of the board. And I'll communicate with all the committee members as well. Well, I'll just communicate with everybody, but I just want to specifically say those folks and Dwayne, who's the vice chair, and everybody else on the committee. I know Robin is concerned about this issue as well. So I'll be communicating with all members of the committee, and I'll be on a call. I'll arrange a call with Mr. Livingston and Associates in regards to next steps and in regards to requesting the resumes that were already on file.
Robin, to this fact, I had to step out because of the station break.
Yeah, go ahead, Robin.
The one thing I did actually talk to Adam last week, Adam Livingston, and one of the things they've advertised to their list, they have about 2,000 subscribers, but they haven't done outside advertising because, given the past record of not being paid, they were waiting for approval from the PNB if you want to do additional advertising besides what they have done. So, concerned to be brought up.
Well, thank you for reporting that, Robin. Moving forward, what I'd like to do, I'd like to have a conduit of communication, and I'd like to be one, since I'm the chair, to communicate with Livingston Associates, and then I, with the two people that are going to be on the call, this way I don't make a mess of myself, and then I will communicate that with you, Robin, as well as the other committee members.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark with Point of Information.
Yes, Mr. Lott, you have the floor.
Yeah. I really have a problem with Robin using these terms with respect to the Livingston Associates not having a history of not getting paid. Livingston Associates are paid tens of thousands of dollars for two separate times.
I'm back in.
And this item that we're talking about now is rather minuscule compared to the two contracts that were paid up. So they've been paid on time and with extended contract. I won't have to go out in the record because I understand there is communications going out by the chair and the secretary now to try to straighten up some of the misconceptions about finances and our propensity to pay. And I don't think that helps, but I want the record to reflect and the people who are listening, and who will listen, that there were tens of thousands of dollars in the contract that were properly and on time paid to Livingston and Associates. We don't have a propensity or a history of not paying.
Thank you, Mr. Lard. So I'm going to move on. Hello?
Lawrence, can I ask you something?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Since Robin was not on the call for a couple of minutes, perhaps he would like to be on that phone call with you, with Livingston and Associates, when you asked if anyone wished to be on that call. I mean, already Dwayne and Sabrina are going to be on with you.
Okay. Robin, would you like to be on that call as well?
I don't know. I don't really want to be on that call. We're going to have Dwayne.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. All right, so we have an agreement, and we'll move on with that. So I said that this meeting is going to be brief because there's really nothing that we could tackle right now. I think the fact that we're going to get some movement from the search company that's doing us, helping us with our search. I think the other thing that I like to bring up as a concern is that we need to find out what other entities are being linked to that website. How they're advertising the position. Are they advertising it with those broadcasting collectives and people that provide that kind of space? You know, the National Hispanic Journalism Association, for example, the National African American Journalism Association, all of those entities, I would like to make sure, and any other entities, any other schools of journalism, and any other entities that could provide us with candidates is something that I would like to see happen. So that's a question that I will ask Livingston and Associates when we have that call. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Anything else anyone wants to bring up at this time? Okay. I know some people want to see the convention of the Republicrats. I'm sorry. Did I say Republicrats? I didn't mean to say that. Be as you may, we need to liberate the White House. I know that's for sure. So I don't know, you know, I anyway. We will I don't know what to say. I'm just so messed up with words. But I know we can't continue as we're living now. This is ridiculous. I mean, the level of depression and disenfranchisement is ridiculous. So we'll meet again next week. I will communicate with Tom, Dwayne, Sabrina, and Robin, if you want to be part of that, or whoever else wants to be part of that. I will take one additional person. I will make arrangements to... Hey, Ralph, what's happening?
No, I'm in and out. I'm driving.
Oh, you're in and out. Okay. Okay, it's okay.
Give me a spot.
Hey, you know that. Yeah. I ain't gonna lose any love for you, Ralph. It's okay.
Okay, great.
All right, so let's convene next week, Monday, same time. I would arrange a call I'll call Mr. Livingston on Wednesday and see if he could do a call with us on Friday. Is that agreeable to the participants?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be on the staff?
Yes, Sandra, go ahead.
I would like to add to the agenda for next week verification of the current ED job description. I thought at one of the previous meetings that we were going to review it and see if we could tweak it a little bit or approve it as is, one way or the other. But I think it's important for all of the members to know exactly what the job description entails and what we're asking for in an executive director, and to make sure that Mr. Livingston posts an accurate job description along with job posting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Can you put that in an email and send a reply all to the email I send out tonight? Please?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Any other parting words or any other agenda items for next week? Okay, hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Any objections?
Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, Ralph.
You.
Good night, everyone.